at the Visa Payments Forum 2019 in Chicago, the Windy City. We are here with Mr. Tom Brooks from Visa. Tom, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, doing all right. So we're going to talk about contactless or tap to pay, mm-hmm. whatever terminology you want to use here. So we're hearing a lot about contactless this year, obviously, and last year as well,
yep.
in Washington, D.C. So about the growth of it, so what are you hearing this week so far at the conference? I know it's just starting out.
But... Well, I think that what you're hearing is a pretty significant change from this point in time last year,
Is
exciting. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of momentum, mm-hmm. and it's first seen with momentum around the globe. And now we're really seeing that come to bear in the United States.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So yeah, because last year was kind of like, I don't want to say introducing it, mm-hmm. especially domestically, as you well know, globally it's been well entrenched for a while. But now it sounds like a lot of folks are executing on it now. It's going to be mainstream, hopefully, this year, right?
That's right. Just, in a short period of time, we've gone to having, 8 of the top 10 merchants in the United States accepting. 62% of all face-to-face transactions now occur at enabled locations in the U.S. And by the end of this year, there'll be 100 million Visa cards in market.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Is that all?
Yeah, just a few.
Just a few out there. Yeah. So why is contactless so exciting? Why is it such an exciting opportunity for issuers out there today?
Well, I think that first and foremost, consumers around the globe have demonstrated through their use, with close to 50% of all transactions being tap to pay, mm-hmm. that it's just a pleasant experience.
Right, right.
And it's a pleasant experience not just for the consumer, but also for merchants as
well.
Oh
my gosh, yeah.
Because it's just a quick, seamless experience, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And so for issuers and merchants alike, just creating that better experience mm-hmm. Creates more habituation and usage mm-hmm. and an opportunity to move more payments to digital payments from cash payments.
Right. I mean, can you imagine the holiday season? Just, okay, tap, I'm out.
Yep.
Next door, tap,
here
I'm
we
out.
Go.
Next door. All right. So share some top trends of contactless payments. I think there was one called transit launches.
Yep.
Can you share some trends here?
Well, transit around the globe has really been kind of a key habituator for people tapping their card. They're, mm-hmm. they're going to work. They're tapping in and they're tapping out.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States, that's actually now coming. The New York Transit Authority is the largest transit authority in the United mm-hmm. States. And mm-hmm. in fact, this month, there'll be three lines that they're opening up with tap to pay.
That's exciting.
And you're going to start to see that coming in Boston and Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Portland's already in market. So mm-hmm. that transit use case of being part of the daily life mm-hmm. of the consumer really is what drives a lot of it. And we're starting to see that come to bear in the United States.
Well, and speaking personally for myself, using the Metro in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. you go up to that big panel and you go, okay, $2.35 to go to that stop.
That's exactly right.
So confusing. But now you just go tap
just
to pay
tap
and you're
in
on.
And you tap out.
Oh my gosh, so easy. All right, first step for issuers considering contactless. What's a great strategy here for issuance?
Really, I think that what I would say for issuers is if you haven't talked to your Visa account executive, let's get on the phone.
Sure.
Every issuer is in a different state of their portfolio, mm-hmm. their product mix, mm-hmm. the life cycle that they've got. So let's just sit down together and talk about what a smart strategy is to mm-hmm. be able to roll that out on a product level, at a portfolio level, mm-hmm. and target customers in the right way to get it for the best use cases.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is such a no-brainer because everybody, I mean, pardon the cliche, but everyone wins
yes.
in this situation. So very cool stuff. All right, Tom, anything else to wrap up?
No, I just, as it relates to Visa Payments Forum broadly, mm-hmm. and I hope all of our clients that are here walk away with that list of 2, 3, 4, 5 things in particular for us to work on together,
yep.
whether it's related to tap to pay, marketing, or what have you. But walk away energized from this, and let's work together to be able to help grow the business.
Indeed. Great stuff. All right, Tom, thank you so much,
great.
Sir. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work, all right?
Yep, we'll see you next year.
Tom Brooks.
Thank
Visa.
You.